7:11 a.m. We'll come out of recess and reconvene. We'll move on to our next order, and once again, I'll turn it back over to Mr. Cody Stice.
Commissioner Plummer, the representative is not here.
Okay.
Do you want to go ahead and hear the...
Yes, please. Let's, if it's permissible with the commission, we'll go ahead and move forward with the order number, and then I don't see anyone here in opposition to it either. We have all the documentation in front of us, so we'll move forward. Maybe.
Okay, this is for order number 10-21-2024-02. Whereas on October 15, 2024, the Taney County Planning Commission recommends approving the amendment to the zoning district map grid number H22 Swan Township to rezone one parcel from R1 single family residential to A1 agricultural district, requested by John and Carla Stauffer, parcel number 09-2.0-04-000-000-181.000. Address is to be determined, but it's on East Highway 76 in Forsyth. And I will get you there.
It appears that we would refer to this as Manly Hill. It would
yes.
be on the right-hand side, that narrow strip on the east side of 76 as you're coming north there.
Yes, you're correct. As you're going up the hill, as you make that 90-degree turn and you're going up the hill, it would be on your left.
Yep.
There's your little, it's a long strip with a lot of lots in it. There's a little bit more of a close-up. If you remember, a couple months ago, this one came in, mm-hmm. and we changed that one around, rezoned it to an A1, too. You'll see that in our zoning layer. It's not on the zoning layer yet, but that's what it is now. So... this right here.
And the property directly behind it is A1?
Yes.
Okay.
So, it meets up, it matches. There you can see all the lots I was talking about. It's a bunch of smaller lots. Besides that, our staff doesn't have any concerns as long as they meet our regs on signing mm-hmm. and any existing easements.
And they would have to conform to MoDOT restrictions as well.
Not on this one.
Not on that one. Okay.
This will. They have certain routes only, and this does not fall under that route. But the next one we hear will.
Okay.
So just our zoning regs on signage, spacing, and any other things that are being respected.
Okay. Is there any questions? Obviously, we don't have anyone in the audience. Sir, do you have any input on this, one way or the other? Well, we don't have any input from the...
How many billboards they want to put in?
Two or three. He'd actually have to come back through the planning commission for a conditional use permit. So then he'd ask for...
Then he, that would limit
how
it.
Many mm-hmm. limit.
It's limited by our regs, so...
But the zoning...
Planning zoning, the same applicant, they limited him one less than he is asking for on another parcel in the last meeting.
We just
before they went
three, so they'll look at it, look at the curve, the distance. Yeah. Okay. Where's the city limits at?
I think it's up there by the campground, isn't it?
Comes around and then goes across the road?
It is very, yeah, at best. It cuts around. It goes to the right-hand side of the road and then goes up around the corner and then cuts back across.
City limits are up. This is part of the city here.
But none of that down there is?
No.
Not on this side. On this side, it keeps going for a little bit. I think, yeah, right in here. It starts there.
It encompasses an area and then it cuts back out and then goes across the street.
Well, but isn't what we're looking at part of it, or no?
No. This is all county.
So now across the street's in the city limits. There's a purple line there.
The road is.
County's
taking the road great. In?
I mean, city's great.
They've taken the road into the city limits all the way to the edge.
this the one where he said he would not put a billboard right on the curb because of the danger?
That was the other
one. The other one?
That was this one over here.
Okay.
That purple line's encompassing 76 Highway is being in the city limit. Just like Clever and Billings, their signs are 7 miles out of town, sitting like this. They've taken that road in all the way to there.
They can't do that now.
Nope, they can't do that now.
They've changed the law because of the case in St. Louis. You have to have contiguous property. But,
okay. I wonder what caused
it. Yeah, I think it was a lawsuit in St. Louis.
I remember when they took that in. They did that so they could go out and get all the AUC.
Right. Right. Yeah, used to you could follow utilities or roads, and now you can't. Okay.
Is there any other questions or comments on this before I close the public hearing? Okay. This time I'll close the public hearing and we'll go to a vote.
Move to approve order number 10-21-2024-02.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries. We'll move to the next one. Once again, I'll have Mr. Cody Stice open up the public hearing for the plan and zoning order number 10-21-2024-03.
Okay. I'll just repeat that. 10-21-2024-03, whereas on October 15th, 2024, the Taney County Planning Commission recommend approving the amendment of the zoning district map grid number F21 Swan Township to rezone one parcel from R1 single family residential to C2 general commercial district requested by John and Carla Stauffer, parcel number 04-4.0-20-003-001-001.000, located at 1400 U.S. Highway 160 in Forsyth, Missouri. So as you're going out of town, come up here and take 176 towards Rockaway. It's right here. It's that corner property at the three-way. Give you a little closer feel for it. Zoning is presently R1. You do have C2, so it is in the same area. The request was required based on MoDOT's requirement of a commercial to put a sign up. So that's how they came up with the C2 over any other zoning request.
And I'm going to go ask, is this because it's at a state highway junction, is for the reason for this zoning to be like this?
No, they have a map that says they have certain highways in Missouri that they regulate billboards.
Okay.
Right
there, they have that regulation on it. Okay, but 4 miles up the road on 76, they don't have that regulation. Okay.
Yes.
But when we rezone it, and it's for the billboard, they can't go ahead and put something else there.
They can.
They can.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Whatever C2 would allow.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Which, what is the size of the parcel there? I'm sure it says right here.
That the Weirman's house burnt that was there, isn't it?
Now we're going to have some regulations.
170 by
247. Okay, so it's minimal.
160 in our regulations for if they came in to get a building permit for some kind of a store or something. We're going to have access for that store. So, I mean, there'd be something planning and zoning can do to say, well, no, we can't really put a convenience store there.
Don't you
come? Because you have to use Squirrel Drive.
Okay. Don't you come right off of the main highway there, the drive?
But I don't know. You'll have to zoom in.
41,900, almost an acre, right under an acre.
Short of an acre, okay.
But to get to it now, there's a road there. You come right off of 160 and right between it and the lumber.
A squirrel right here, Squirrel Road or Drive?
Which is a narrow road right of way.
So there's no permitted off of the state highways at this point?
No, it'd be hard to get it with the line of sight.
And the corners.
In the intersection, yeah.
You say no permit?
Building permit. So for the structure, you know, it's some C2. When they get ready, there's some regulations for some parking. We'd have to look at access, depending on the use.
And he said, I mean, I believe Matthew said that I just want a billboard. But I do know that, you know, there is access to it there.
Squirrel,
yeah, of Squirrel.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And Squirrel's a private road there.
Publicly platted, looking at what it looks like there.
But they maintain it.
Privately maintained.
Yeah.
Is there any other input or questions? Are you looking something up, Commissioner? Okay.
No questions.
Okay. Well, at this time, I will close the public hearing then, and we'll go to a vote.
Move to approve order number 10-21-2024-03.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. That will conclude our planning and zoning rezones for the day. I did have on the agenda the P&Z board appointment. I would ask that the commission take no action on that today.
Agreed.
Fair enough. Next, we have the letter of representation 2023, file number 24-1284. We do have a letter from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, dated October 18th, 2024. Approving the letters as to form.
Does have any questions?
I do not.
Move to approve the letter of representation, file number 24-128A.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next, we have approval of request for information or audit of local sales and use tax records for the DOR form 4379.
In the past, have you guys not asked for people in your offices to have access to it as well?
In the past, I did, in addition to the clerk.
To the clerk at the time?
Yes.
I was thinking that, but I couldn't remember.
I think David did one time.
Yes, he did one time.
Mm-hmm. But nobody's on it now except for the officials that aren't there.
At this time.